Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Macau, 2,000 Chinese tourists quit the Chinese Communist Party during the Chinese New Year holiday. Falun Dafa's tremendous popularity in China, a glimpse back at 1999. Paper currency with Falun Dafa messages, eradicating lies. Indonesia, over 100 tourists learn Falun Gong exercises during Chinese Culture Week. And The Dark Secret of the Body's Exhibitions. Now for the stories.
Macau. 2,000 Chinese tourists quit the Communist Party during the Chinese New Year holiday. Nearly 2,000 Chinese tourists in Macau quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, during their Chinese New Year vacations. Chinese New Year is one of the busiest tourist season in Macau. Hundreds of thousands of Chinese people visit every day. Local Falun Gong practitioners took this chance to set up booths at two tourist spots where they exposed the persecution of Falun Gong in China and helped people to recognize the evil nature of the CCP and quit the party. Practitioners set up eye-catching banners at the tourist spots, which read, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Many tourists read it out loud and took photos. Hundreds of people published their announcements of quitting the party each day. Some Chinese tourists not only quit the party, but also took reading and video materials for their friends and families in China. One day, a gentleman told a practitioner that he was a fan of Qigong and has practiced Qigong for a long time. He said, however, that he had been deceived by the Chinese government's propaganda against Falun Gong and therefore had misunderstandings about practitioners. "I have watched you guys for several years. I realized that you were all good people and that Master Li Hongzhi is truly great." He said, "I now tell everyone that the suppression of Falun Gong is wrong and that Falun Gong is good." He asked the practitioner to pass his greeting to Master Li Hongzhi. More and more Chinese people have recognized the evil nature of the CCP. Since the Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party was published in 2004, 194 million Chinese people have withdrawn from the party and its affiliated organizations.
Falun Dafa's tremendous popularity in China, a glimpse back at 1999. 16 years have passed, yet my memory of this particular event remains vivid and fresh in my mind. I consider myself to be a lucky person to have witnessed this event, attended by more than 10,000 people. It stands as a testament to Falun Dafa's tremendous popularity in China before the persecution began. It occurred on January 11, 1999, one day after the opening ceremony of the 9th China National Winter Games in Changchun, Jilin Province. This was only 6 months before the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, began persecuting Falun Dafa. More than 10,000 people participated in this group exercise at Wenhua Square in Changchun, despite the bitterly cold weather common to this northeastern China city. Those assembled took the opportunity of the Winter Games to raise awareness of Falun Gong, as Falun Dafa is also known. The cold weather was deterring many other morning exercise groups from coming out as usual, yet 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners would soon arrive. The square was soon brimming with people. Many had to stand on the road south of the square and in the streets on its east and west sides. The atmosphere was peaceful and uplifting. Knowing there would be a group exercise that day, I went with other practitioners and took a professional camera with me. We were all very happy and excited to be in Changchun, the hometown of Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. We arrived at Wenhua Square before dawn, only to find many fellow practitioners already there. It was minus 20 degrees Celsius, or minus 4 Fahrenheit. The square was soon full of people. Before the break of day, practitioners were already in lines and ready to do the exercises. I attempted to film the full view of the group exercise, but I could not find a vantage point high enough to capture the full square. Another practitioner then built me a platform from which I was able to film the entire square. A local practitioner gave me a ride on a wagon so I could videotape the group exercise. It is a highly valued record of history. After filming, I went to the square center and interviewed some of the practitioners. They were all ages and from all walks of life. They expressed their gratitude to Falun Dafa from the bottom of their hearts, and I was very moved. It was like a trip full of grace and mercy. I remember one who was in the army. He told me, "We have gone through immeasurable adversities to get the opportunity to practice Falun Gong." His words made sense to me, especially when I look back on it nowadays. I was so absorbed in my filming that I forgot about the cold. I was very impressed by the devotion and kindness of the Changchun practitioners. After I finished the interviews, I sensed that my feet were numb from the cold, but they soon warmed up again. After the exercises, I met an older woman. She looked energetic and vibrant. Another practitioner said to me, "Do you know that she was severely hunchbacked before? One day she was doing the Falun Dafa exercises, and others heard her bones cracking and her back straightened out. After that, she was normal." She admitted that it was true, with her eyes full of tears.
Paper currency with Falun Dafa messages, eradicating lies. Falun Dafa practitioners hang banners that say Falun Dafa is good, distribute materials about the persecution, and use many other methods to help people see the truth of the situation. One of these other methods is to print messages about Falun Dafa on paper currency. The use of such currency can be traced back many years, all the way to when the party's slanderous propaganda about Falun Dafa first blanketed China. Many people in China learned the truth about Falun Dafa by receiving money with these Falun Dafa messages printed or even handwritten on it. The evolution of currency with Falun Gong messages. Such messages can be stamped, handwritten, or printed on the bills. The messages convey the goodness of Falun Dafa and urge people to quit the party and its affiliates. Today, it is very common to run into such bills in China. People used to be curious and puzzled, but now they believe that such currency circulates messages that are important to them personally. Many believe that they are destined to receive these messages and that will result in a good future. Such currency was once known as currency with words, but now it is referred to as currency with truth. The fact that these bills evolved from labeled currency with words to currency with truth is the result of the hard work of practitioners and their desire for people to learn the facts about the beauty of Falun Dafa and the horrors of the persecution. People's reactions differed when these bills first appeared in public. Some were surprised, some dubious, and some unsure, while some simply would not accept them. Some believed that this money brought them good fortune and valued it as a symbol of good fortune. Vendors began to use them after practitioners explained the facts about the practice and the benefits one would gain from using such currency. Some business people used thousands of bills with the facts printed on them, and others collected them. This could never have been possible unless they genuinely understood Falun Dafa. Shop owner accepts the altered currency. "I used these bills for the first time in 2006. I wrote Falun Dafa is good on one and put it, among other bills, to pay for my purchase in a hardware shop." The shop owner saw the words and was astonished and curious. "I've got something strange here," he said. "It is very rare." He asked if he could actually use it. "It's authentic, no problem," I said. "You will get more and more bills like this. Just use them. The messages are good for people and beneficial to your business, so don't worry. Some people might want them, but they have to wait before they get lucky." As I left the shop, I heard him say to a customer, "Let me show you a new kind of currency. I am certain you have never seen anything like it before." Vegetable vendor admires currency with the truth. As I was buying vegetables in a market, I saw a man sorting his bills beside his booth. I asked him what he was reading so attentively. He smiled and read me the text on the bills. "Do you know what this is?" he asked. "It is called currency with the truth." "Falun Dafa practitioners use it to clarify the facts about Falun Dafa," he added. "They tell people to quit the CCP. I have seen other bills with the message Falun Dafa is good. Some have a message about the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, the truth about the self-immolation on Tiananmen Square, and about the CCP's organ harvesting from live practitioners. I have gotten them before. The CCP is truly bad. I asked him if he had quit the CCP and its affiliates. He said I did. I first wrote my statement that I quit the CCP on a bill and made a purchase with it. A Falun Dafa practitioner later recorded my withdrawal. I am glad to have it in my pocket. I met an older man from another province last spring and asked him if he was a CCP member. I was, he said, but I did not register my CCP membership when I moved here. I believe in the divine and not the CCP. I have written Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good on bills and spent them. And I am glad to have such currency in my pocket. It truly makes me worry-proof. Many people have told me how they heard about the CCP movement from such currency. Their feedback is an indication the truth has become quite popular. Spread far and wide. I have received and paid with such currency over the past few years. The messages are readable, even though the bills show extensive use. I have used them as an introduction to Falun Dafa, especially when it comes to people that are worried about possessing such bills. When the text is faded, I re-highlight the messages. I always keep the thought, may everyone who receives this currency value it and circulate it. May everyone understand Falun Dafa to be saved and blessed. These bills, small as they are, can circulate without much problem. Everyone needs and values money, so people will not destroy them. It has become a unique medium to circulate factual information about Falun Dafa. As more and more people have become aware of Falun Dafa and the persecution, this method of clarifying the truth has evolved and connected with people's hearts.
Indonesia. Over 100 tourists learn Falun Gong exercises during Chinese Culture Week. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, TMII, also known as Beautiful Indonesia Miniature Park, is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Its recent Chinese New Year celebration on February 19th through 22nd, 2015, included martial arts performances and lion dances. Practitioners of Falun Gong participated in the festivities and introduced the self-cultivation practice. On February 22nd, the peak of the celebration, hundreds of practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. One practitioner introduced the exercises to the public, while another explained the principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Attracted by the beautiful exercise music, more than 100 tourists joined the exercises. Some read the posters and took handmade lotus flowers, which represented peace and happiness. Some tourists stayed after the exercise demonstration concluded and asked practitioners how to learn Falun Gong. The Dark Secret of the Bodies Exhibitions. Another plastinated body exhibition opened in Chengdu City, Sichuan Province, on December 30, 2014, despite strong opposition from the public during its previous run in 2007. A pregnant mummy with a fetus in particular raised a lot of questions in the community. An exhibition staff member said the plastinated bodies and body parts were from real people. When asked where the corpses were from, he said they were donated but wouldn't provide any further details. The response of the staff member casts a shadow of doubt over the origins of the exhibit. Mysterious body source. The source of these bodies is unclear, but most of them, if not all, are Chinese. In China, people are reluctant to donate their organs, let alone put their bodies on display after the skin is removed. Similar to Bodies the Exhibition, these bodies were plastinated by Sui Hongjin from Dalian Medical University. Once a student of Gunther van Hagen's, inventor of the plastination technique, Sui split from his mentor and partnered with Premier Exhibitions to hold these kinds of exhibitions in many countries. Neither Sui nor van Hagen's, owner of the Body Worlds exhibition, could provide documents to show these bodies were from voluntary donors. A report from NPR found no clear paper trail from the deceased donor to a plastinated body. Dr. van Hagen's says that he obtains them all only through trusted sources, but no outsider has verified that they might not be. In a worst-case scenario, descendants killed in a Chinese prison, then sold through a body broker to a medical school, and then displayed to the public. When von Hagens expanded his business to China in the 1990s, he met with strong resistance due to cultural and legal reasons. But he finally established his company in August 1999 in Dalian City, Liaoning Province, after receiving approval from Bo Xilai, the then mayor of Dalian. According to von Hagens, when he started the von Hagens Plastination in 1999, Sui told him that only unclaimed bodies would be used. However, based on the regulations of dissection of corpses issued by the Ministry of Health in February 1979, only after a human corpse remains unclaimed for at least 1 month could it be deemed unclaimed and be used for anatomical studies by medical schools. Such corpses are not suitable for the plastination process, which require fresh, preservative-free cadavers due to the fluid exchange. Nonetheless, the plastination plant grew rapidly. With the support of Dalian Medical University, Sui Hung-jin established his own business in June 2002 while serving as the general manager in von Hagens' company. When von Hagens found out, he fired Sui. Sui's company, Dalian Hoffen Biotechnique, then collaborated with U.S.-based Premier Exhibitions and opened The Bodies, the exhibition, in the U.S. in 2005. Spokesperson for Bodies the Exhibition said its cadavers, all of which were from China, did not come from willing donors but were unclaimed. Given the political system in China, many believe they were from prisoners or political detainees. A New York Times report found that, here in China, determining who is in the body business and where the bodies come from is not easy. Museums that hold body exhibitions in China say that they have suddenly forgotten who supplied their bodies. Police officials have regularly changed their stories about what they have done with bodies, and even universities have confirmed and then denied the existence of body preservation operations on their campuses. In May 2008, a settlement with the Attorney General of New York obliged Premier Exhibitions, Sui's exhibition partner, to publish a disclaimer on its website and at the exhibition hall stating that the origin of Dalian Hoffen's cadavers was from the Chinese Bureau of Police. Close ties with the persecution of Falun Gong. A report from the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong confirmed that instead of donations or unclaimed bodies, many of the bodies were from Falun Gong practitioners who were killed by the communist regime. Von Hagens once told reporters that he chose to open a branch in Dalian not only because of the cheap labor, but also because of the active support from officials and bountiful body supplies. This coincided well with the persecution of Falun Gong, which was started by Jiang Zemin in July 1999. Due to the peaceful nature of Falun Gong, Jiang faced strong opposition to the suppression even within the Politburo. To advocate his persecution policy, Jiang visited Dalian City in August 1999, where he told then-Mayor Bo Xilai, "Be tough with Falun Gong and you will have a great future." Following his order, Bo directed the arrests of practitioners in person, expanded prisons to hold practitioners, and instructed police officials, "You can mistreat Falun Gong practitioners as badly as you want, even if they die." Sui once claimed that some cadavers were from the Public Security Bureau. He said it was support from government officials that made the plant the largest human body plastination factory in the world. One officer from the Tianjin 610 office confirmed that some of the organs and bodies were from Falun Gong practitioners. Ample profit. Sui, former general manager of von Hagens Plastination, told Oriental Outlook in 2003, "Hagens did not intend to hold exhibitions in China because there would not be as much profit. He only intended to make China his production base because the cost of labor and raw materials are a lot lower in China." Following von Hagens and Sui, several more body plastination factories have opened in Dalian, making China the world's number one exporter of corpses. According to Radio Free Asia, a single plastinated body could be sold for $1 million. It is estimated that Sui has sold nearly 1,000 specimens to other countries since 2004. A report from the New York Times found that by 2006, von Hagens Body Worlds had already attracted 20 million people worldwide and had taken in over $200 million. At least 10 other Chinese body factories have opened to fill exhibition orders, shipping preserved cadavers to Japan, South Korea, and the United States. A dark secret. Von Hagens admitted that in the beginning he had difficulty showing plastinated bodies in Europe, where he was called Dr. Death and Dr. Frankenstein. The European press even compared him to Joseph Mengele, the Nazi death camp doctor. He then went to China, where he worked with Sui due to cheap labor, eager students, few government restrictions, and easy access to Chinese bodies. but his expansion in China, fueled by loose legal restrictions, poor human rights protections, and the severe persecution of Falun Gong, reshaped the plastinated body exhibition business. With joint efforts from Sui and other followers, the brutality of a totalitarian regime was disguised and transformed into a lucrative business. In February 2008, the California Assembly passed legislation requiring body shows to have proof that each body had been donated with informed consent. Assemblywoman Fiona Ma, the initiator of the legislation, told ABC's 2020 that as a person of Chinese descent, I just don't believe any family would consent to have their kin shown this way. According to information obtained by the Epoch Times, Gu Kailai, Bo Xialai's wife, played a key role in turning detained Falun Gong practitioners into plastination victims. More specifically, Gu discovered that there were two ways to turn detained practitioners into cash. Their organs could be removed and used by hospitals in Liaoning province for transplantation, and the bodies could be sold to plastination factories. Many suspected that Gu and her aide, Neil Haywood, supplied factories with the bodies of Falun Gong practitioners, which make up the bulk of the corpses supplied from Chinese sources to Dalian's plastination factories. Gu is the mastermind in financial management, international and domestic online advertisement, and the opening up of export channels for organ and human body trafficking, according to the source. Haywood was murdered in China in 2011, and Gu was convicted of his murder in August 2012 and was given a suspended death sentence. Bo was sentenced to life imprisonment for corruption in 2013. But their connections to the persecution of innocent Falun Gong practitioners, especially forced organ harvesting and body plastination, remains to be uncovered. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.